Now, in interviews with artists, activists, scholars, and a host of other experts each episode. Listen Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Africa Now is also available on iTunes Podcast, Google Play Music, as well as SoundCloud on your station for Jazz and Justice, WPFW, Washington.
I'm Kamaya.
I'm Amira.
I'm Kaya.
I'm Kamaya.
And you're listening to WPFW Washington.
Another man done gone. Another man done gone from the county farm. Another man done gone.
Huh? I don't know. What? I'm just going to walk the street.
Shut your mouth.
Oh, no.
What'd I do?
The jury of your peers having found you guilty, 10 years.
What? Come on!
I was in jail too, man. It's cold-blooded in the jail. You go down there looking for justice, that's what you find. Just us.
Welcome to another edition of Crossroads Today. Now here's your host, Roach Brown.
Good morning. And this is our regular from the world-famous WPFW 89.3 FM, your station for jazz and justice. And would you believe we've been on the air going on 18 years, Mertine and I, 18 years. Every week we come to you with Crossroads. We're always open up to what we call
Diversity Fund is a grassroots grant source for changemakers of color in the nation's capital. We fund social justice work by and for D.C. people of the global majority. The deadline for submissions is Friday, March 21st. Details and application information are available at www.diversityfund.org. You can send questions to info@diversityfund.org. Upcoming info session dates and recording.
Post-conviction barriers to reentry that uniquely affects women. The female incarcerated population stands almost seven times higher than in the 1980s. Over 62% of imprisoned women in state prisons have a child under the age of 18. Private prisons in the United States, 27 states and the federal government incarcerate 90,873 people in private prisons in 2022, representing 8% of the total state and federal prison population. Trump is backing away from police reform. Here's what that means for 12 places. The administration appears set to end federal oversight of police, including agencies that have committed systemic and abusive civil rights violations. One of the Justice Department's goals under President Joe Biden was to investigate some of the nation's most troubled police agencies, including the ones responsible for the death of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and Tyree Nichols. 2 months into President Donald Trump's second term, the prospect of federal oversight appears likely to disappear in most of those 12 agencies. For places where civil rights investigations were still open, the Rankin County Sheriff's Office near Jackson, Mississippi, and the New York Police Department's Special Victims Unit, the federal government would likely choose to take no further action. New leadership at the Justice Department has already ordered a halt to all open civil rights investigations as they reevaluate how many, if any, they still want to pursue. And lastly, political prisoner Jamil Al-Amin in need of urgent medical care, family and comrades said. In 2022, a state jury convicted Al-Amin for the murder of a Fulton County, Georgia sheriff's deputy. Deemed a security risk by the Georgia officials, he had served the majority of his time in federal facilities, often without adequate medical care, and until 2021, when the Federal Bureau of Prisons reversed his policy on the threat of lawsuit, the privilege of receiving visits from journalists and biographers. By the late 1960s, Al-Amin had the attention of the U.S. intelligence community, which was eager about stopping the rise of a black Messiah. During his first prison stint in the 70s, he converted to Islam. Upon his release, he moved to Atlanta, where he developed a thriving religious community in the city. He's suffering from a terminal illness. His nickname, or the name that we know him by, is H. Rap Brown. He was given credit for the Burn, baby, burn. And this man risked his life along with Stokely Carmichael and the SNCC, Southern Leadership, the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. These guys stood on the front line fighting for us. And now he's been in prison over 27 years and he's in poor health. He's 81 years old and he needs our support. He stood up for us when we didn't stand up. So we need to stand up for him now that he can't stand. So please write letters and calls and support the release of Brother Jamil Al-Amin, a.k.a. H-Rap Brown. We love you, Jack, and hang in there. Thank you. And that's been Crossroads. And thank you for listening to The Grapevine. Now we'll get to what our story, our show is all about. And we have a gentleman who we've known for some time, and I'm telling you, he's been on the show several times. The man is, there are many motivational speakers. And then there's the one and the only incomparable, Dr. Willie Jolly. He has been described simultaneously as a world-class, award-winning speaker and singer, best-selling author, and media personality. Dr. Willie Jolly has achieved remarkable heights in the speaking industry, having come from humble beginnings of being a fired singer. He has gone on to be named one of the five outstanding speakers in the world by the 175,000 members of Toastmasters International. And good morning to you, my good brother. Good morning, Willie Jolly.
Good morning, the one and only. Merry Christmas, Roach Brown.
There you go, Willie. I appreciate
Merry
that.
Merry Christmas to you and your beautiful bride, Martine, and your family, and to all our friends at WPFW who are listening on air or online. Y'all know I start the same way. I have only just a minute, only 60 seconds in it. Forced upon me, I can't refuse it. I did not seek it, I did not choose it, but it's up to me to use it. I must suffer if I lose it, give account if I abuse it. Just a tiny little minute, but our eternities are wrapped up in it. Good morning, my brother.
Good morning. I'm glad you opened up with that, Willie, because I one of the reasons why we called and said, man, I wouldn't like for you to come on the show because of what's happening with the current administration and all of the fires and layoffs. And a lot of folks, man, are walking around not in touch with themselves. And usually, whatever we're going through, we've been through this before. We know how rotten and dirty they play. And they use the law to fit their particular advantage. But the bottom line is, it's up to us. And we had a group called the Inner Voices in Lord, where we got in touch with your inner voice. And Dr. Willie Jolly is a man we want to bring to you this morning to say, hey, I don't care how dark it is. I don't care how many lights they cut out. The sun always shines. And when tough times get tough, the tough get going. And folk, we need this kind of motivational, inspirational medicine and food from the one and only Dr. Willie Jolly, because everybody, I don't care about if you're returning citizens, you're just a human being. We all need to know how to deal with what's coming down the pike. And let me tell you, there's some unfair stuff coming down the pike. And we've been going through this for a couple of hundred years, and we know how to get it. And I think this is doing us a favor. It's making us get together. If we don't get together now, I don't know when the time has come. You got it, Willie. What can we
say? Going through this personally, because there are people going through this personally who have lost jobs, and people who are going through this who are on the verge of losing. Lots of government officials who share with me that they've had experiences the last few months where they've seen ambulances and EMT units that are coming to the government facilities day by day, four or five times a day, have committed suicide as a result of this. So what we want to do is we want to share with people that there are some strategies that will help you get through. So this message I'm about to share with you, and I'm going to give everybody a gift as well. So take out your pen and paper. This is what I'm going to tell you today is a strategy that I want to help people through this, because what we find is that when these kind of times, as you said, the tough times don't last, tough people do. And so what we've got to do is help people get a new mindset that we will get through this, but we will also get through this and be better on the other side. But that's
there
a mindset.
Go.
That's a mindset. So a few weeks ago now, I decided, after hearing all of these reports of people with anxiety and heart attacks and even suicide, that I needed to do something. So I created a online event where we promoted it, and people come from all over America joined in on Saturday morning, March, I think it was March the 10th, something early in March, and a Saturday morning a couple weeks ago, and I did this online event, and the response was so outstanding, overwhelming, that I decided to make it available for everybody, anybody who wants it free. F-R-E-E. I have no charge on this because I don't want people to be limited if they have financial issues. Any and everybody can access it free. Now, you go to wjspeaks.com/hope, H-O-P-E. The message is called A Message of Hope in the Midst of Setbacks, because that's what we're in right now. Y'all know I wrote the book, A Setback Set Up for a Comeback. And this is a message of hope in the midst of setbacks. How do you get through setbacks? How do you turn them into comebacks? How do you turn it around? So here's a couple of things I share in this message that I want you to understand. In my book, Turn Setbacks into Greenbacks, which was the successor to a Setback Set Up for a Comeback. I talk about people who have had setbacks, lost their jobs, gone through tough times, and how do they survive financially? And the first thing I tell people to do, Roach and Martine, is do not panic. Now, I know it sounds is easier said than done, but you must not panic, because panic means that you cut off the air to your brain. You cannot think clearly. If you cannot think clearly, you cannot make wise choices. If you cannot make wise choices, then when a choice needs to be made, you'll end up making a poor choice. In 1929, the stock market crashed. People panicked. Some jumped off of bridges. Some blew out their brains, not realizing the market would come back bigger and better than ever. The same is going to happen here. This
are we losing you because you're moving?
What, are we losing him?
Yes. Yes.
There you go. Go ahead, Mike. Go ahead, Mike. Go ahead. Okay. We got you.
All right. So think positive and think up thoughts even in down times. Let me say that again. You must think up thoughts even in down times. So that's critical for everybody. Second thing after that is don't panic. Don't willingly participate nor commiserate. In other words, don't buy into the gloom and doom that you might hear on television and just keep repeating and continuing to talk about how bad things are in your life. Because the more you talk about it, it's like adding fuel to a burning, raging fire. So you've got to make sure that you talk good. This is going to be fine. Now you got to speak, even if you don't see it now. Your words have power. If you say you're sick, you're going to be sick. If you say you're poor, you're going to be poor. If you say your children are bad, you're going to have terrible children. You must speak good. You got to speak good into your life right now. Yeah. And say, we're going to get through this. We're going to win through this. And as Roach said, we done seen this before. Okay. This ain't nothing new in terms of people being unfair, people abusing and oppressing us. We've been through this before. We will get through this and we will win. And so that is critically important that you speak good to yourself. Number three, don't let your pride poison your prosperity. Now, what does that mean? Now, that means in this time, if you lost your job, but you got a mortgage, if you lost your job and you got bills, then don't let your pride get in the way of you paying the mortgage and paying your bills. Don't let your pride get in the way of you keeping your house or losing your house. So if you got a car, you can do Uber. You might not like it. It ain't for forever. You might have to do Uber Eats or Instacart or one of these things. I'm saying to everybody that this is a time when you might have to do some uncomfortable things. As long as they're legal and moral, they're okay. Okay, as long as they're legal and moral, they're okay. You might know, Duke, Green. I would think that y'all know.
Yes, I remember Duke. Yes, I remember
Duke Green was one of my mentors. And Duke used to, for those who don't know, was the owner of the largest black-owned IT company in America at one point. Hmm. And he was on Fortune magazine, Black Enterprise. But in the 70s, there was a recession. And
you're breaking up. Yeah, you're breaking up. Hello. You're breaking up, Willie. Hello.
Yes.
Go ahead. You got it. You're breaking up. You're breaking up.
All right. I was breaking up for a moment. Sorry. Okay. So.
Are you still there? We're having some technical problems with Willie. There you go. Come on back.
All right. So he took his personal salary so he would not have to fire these people. He took his personal money so he could pay salaries. But then his personal money got short. So what did he do? He'd work all day long as the CEO of IBS, International Business Systems. And then at night, he would drive a trash truck. He said, I drove a trash truck to get me through college. I could do it again. He did that for about a year and a half. And after a year and a half, the economy got better. He was able to go back to just his one job as CEO. And he was able to keep all his people. As a result of that, years later, when he sold his company, because he hadn't fired anybody, he kept good staff. He was able to sell his company for $600 million. So that's the thing I'm saying to everybody. Don't let your pride poison your prosperity. If you can cook, cook. If you can make cakes and pies, make them. If you can organize, look for ways to create revenue through this tough time. You can get through this. So those are a few of them. There's seven principles that I share in this message of hope in the midst of setbacks that I want to offer to any and everybody who wants is my gift to you, because I don't want nobody else to have to go to the hospital if they can help it. I don't want anybody else to consider suicide, because suicide's a permanent decision for a temporary problem. I don't want anybody else to do anything that would be detrimental to their future, particularly when I've got an ability and a facility to help them get through this tough time. So again, if you want it, it's free. Go to wjspeaks.com/hope, H-O-P-E. And let me tell you what hope is. Hope in the future. Hope in the future for something in the future gives you power in the present. Let me say that again. Hope for something in the future gives you power in the present. And you got to have power to get through this. This is tough. This is a tough time. And then all of these unfair firings. It would be one thing if you were fired for performance. It would be another thing if you were fired because you had a bad attitude. But these are good people who worked hard, who did it. But I've been through this. I felt the pain of getting fired and fired without cause. It just happens. You know, many people who know my history know that my brother Noble was the first jazz graduate from Howard University. And we had a jazz group back in the 70s. And then we started a jingle company, and we did jingles for BET, Black Entertainment TV. We did that first big jingle. And then I started my own jazz combo. As my brother was going on to write jingles and scores and travel, I created my own jazz combo and started winning the Whammy Award for best jazz singer, best entertainer, best performer. Things were going great. Had a new house, had a sports car. And then one night I went in a nightclub that I was the opening act for and created and was the headliner. One night I went in and they said, we've made a change. We love you. You're great, but we found something cheap that costs us less money, and we bought a karaoke machine. That's the new thing going around the country. It's filling up nightclubs, and you don't have to spend. Once you buy it, you don't have to spend no more money. And I was devastated. because I had worked so hard to help them build their business. I had worked hard to build it to a popular night spot, but I still got fired, not for performance. I was winning awards, not because I didn't show up. I showed up every night, whether I was feeling good or not. I got fired because it was about numbers. And you know what? That's life. That's how people act, operate sometimes in life. So the, once you know that, you got to make a decision. See, someone said in life, when you got a problem, you don't just have a problem to deal with. You got a decision to make.
That's right.
Am I right?
Boy, you said a mouthful right there. It's a decision.
It's a decision. It's a decision. And so what you've done, Roach, look at Roach Brown's life, folks. This guy was at Lorton Reformatory. He was given a life sentence. And yet he did not decide to make that jail cell his future. He decided a better, bigger way. He started writing letters. He didn't just sit back and do nothing. He wrote letters. He started studying. He worked on himself. And he was able to get the attention of government officials who realized that this was a miscarriage of justice. And so they gave him a full pardon. He did not, though, go and say, I'm going to do nothing with this opportunity. He said, I'm going to help others who are incarcerated or come on returning citizens or people who might have had some situation in their past. I'm going to help them. He got on, he did the Inner Voices, and he, one thing after another. Now he, for almost two decades, he's been on radio. Every week, he has been giving away Christmas dinners at Christmas time. He has made a decision. Again, it's not a problem to deal with. It's a decision to make. And so I'm encouraging everybody. I know this is hard. I know it's hard. I know your anxiety levels are sky high. I know you're feeling like, oh, my gosh, what do we do now? I lost my job, or I'm on a cutting block. They're talking about taking out my whole division. Or I'm just overwhelmed by all of this bad news. Or I had another setback. I might have been what I call the devastating D's of life. I might have had a downsizing. I might have gone through a divorce. I might have had a disease. I might have had a disability. I might have had a disaster. I might have had a death of a loved one. I might have had one of these devastating D's happen in my life. But you got to make up your mind now. Even though that happened, that setback is nothing but a setup for a comeback.
You know, Willie, you know, I'm glad you say what you say, because the bottom line is that when I was in prison, and we got a lot of folks now who returning citizens do 30, 40, 50 years, and they coming out looking for their families and friends to help them. And when they coming out, they're not there. With the current administration destroying or eliminating jobs and SNAP's, the food program, there's not a lack of affordable housing, and these guys coming out. And I know from being inside that these guys have the physical makeup to deal with this. Like we said before, tough times don't last. The sun always shines. You get knocked down, just wait in the morning. The sun will shine. I don't care how much it hurt, how much it didn't. I was placed in a solitary, sent to the crazy house, lost my sanity. But it was a little part of me that said, hang in there. Don't give up. Hang in there, folks. I don't care how rough it's going to get. And believe me, I grew up in segregation. When you couldn't look the white man in the eye, we had to step off the sidewalk when they walked down the street. So I know what it's like when they use the law to their advantage and punish you for the same law that they don't go to jail for. But yet we get 30, 40, 50 years for the same thing. And you keep asking yourself why. There's a reason.
That's right.
Toughness. If you take that loss, that pain. My greatest moments came after being hurt severely. When you're hurt very severely and you can manage to hold on, you'll find out that the sun will shine again in the morning. Bad times don't last for long. So, people, we got Dr. Willie Jolly here to give you some morning fuel, some gas in your tank.
Amen. You know, amen. Look, I just love you and Martine and what y'all do and how y'all have just been such a power couple. And we love always every time we get to have dinner with you and my wife and I. And so it's always a pleasure. So I want people to hear what Roach just said, that, you know, there there are going to be some tough times, and this is one of them. But do not give up. The sun will come up tomorrow. That's for sure. Even if it's cloudy, there's sun behind those clouds. And so just hold on. Hang in there and start having a positive outlook, a positive inlook, and a positive uplook. God is still on the throne. And so we have to trust him through these tough times. I mean, I know it's hard. I've had struggles and difficulties and issues, but I keep saying God is on the throne. And, you know, I'm a man of faith, and I believe that Romans 8:28 is true. For we know all things work together for good for them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. So I'm gonna be believing that the tough times are making me better. If I had not gotten fired, I would not be here talking to you today. If I had not gotten fired from that job, I would not have given my first little speech as a part of my job as a part-time counselor at Montgomery College in Rockville. I gave a first little 10-minute speech. It was not that good, but I gave it. And as a result, of that, somebody invited me to speak. Some more places. And then I got a little job with the school system, and they said, we think you could do some speaking. And I started giving these little speeches for kids, elementary school and junior high school. And that led to me being able to speak for some colleges. And that led to Les Brown hearing about me and inviting me to be on tour with him and Gladys Knight, which led to me getting a radio show that they introduced me to radio people, which led to me getting a call from a book publisher. And my first book, It Only Takes a Minute, Change Your Life, came out, became a national bestseller. Then A Setback and Set Up for a Comeback came out, became a global bestseller. Then turned Setbacks into Greenbacks. Then An Attitude of Excellence. And then Make Love, Make Money, Make It Last, the book I wrote with my wife.
So, in fact, I like that one.
Yeah, people can go to, I want everybody to go to winwithwillie.com. winwithwillie.com. I got all sorts of goodies and free stuff, as well as things you can invest in to help you through these tough times. And then to keep listening every week to Roach and Martine on Crossroads. But then also listen to my show on Sirius XM, channel 141, Saturdays at 4 o'clock. It re-airs Tuesdays and Thursdays at 6 o'clock, channel 141. And then if you want to get a daily free message from me, a one-minute message, you can get it every day, Monday through Friday. I'll send it to your email box. Just go to WJWOW.com, sign up, WJWOW. So I've given you three things I want y'all to write down. Number one, WJWOW.com to get access to my free goodies that we give out. Go to winwithwillie.com to get access to all my websites, and then get the free 2-hour seminar on how to get through these tough times, the message of hope in the midst of setbacks. Go to wjspeaks.com/hope. WJSpeaks.com/hope. I'm just honored to call Roach and Martine my dear friends, and I'm grateful for WPFW for continuing to be a station that speaks for the community and to the community.
And I want to thank you. This is Crossroads. Go ahead.
This is WPFW-FM.
All right, so I think we might have had a moment where the internet goblins took Roach for a moment, but I want to say to everybody who's listening, wherever you may be, that this is going to be a decision that you make to win this year. You hear me? Just decide, okay, I'm winning. I don't know how I'm going to win, but I'm planning to win. And once you make up your mind on that, when you make that decision, everything will change. I can tell you, I can attest, I can convey that this is true, that when you make up your mind that you're going to win, you start to win more. And things change for you. So I am so grateful that I am able to tell you some strategies that will help you keep going, keep growing, and keep winning. Because everybody, you want to win, you should win, you deserve to win. You know, some people don't believe they deserve to win. But I'm telling you, you do deserve to win. You should win. In your finances, you should win. You know, some people say, well, I don't know if I'm supposed to win. Look, The only reason you think that is because you were conditioned that from when you were a child, I said, you know, you can't have your cake and eat it too. My philosophy on that is, why not? Why can't I have my cake and eat it too? Why can't I take a picture of the cake? Why can't I freeze a piece of the cake?
Yeah.
Why can't I just make another cake? Or you hear this old saying, you win some, you lose some.
You lose some.
Why is that? Because your paradigm is off. That's an old paradigm. I had the opportunity years ago now, about 10 years ago, to speak in Australia on the same program with Dr. Stephen Covey, who wrote the book, The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. I asked him backstage, I said, Dr. Covey, of those seven habits, which one is the most powerful? He said, they're all powerful. But I said, if you have to choose one, he said, the one that you have to choose, if you got to choose one, is win-win. He said, if you can help enough other people to win, you're going to win more.
Yeah,
and he was absolutely right. So that's why when a Roach Brown calls me and says, hey, Brother Willie, can you do a show? Hey, I've got a lot on my plate, but I say, yeah, because I want Roach and Martine to win. And when I help them win, I tend to win. And
you know,
so help others. Go ahead, Roach.
You know, Willie, one of the things is that you said something earlier, thoughts are things. And if
yes.
you see it, I was in prison. I took a picture of Europe and Egypt and put it on my locker. And every morning I looked at and I saw camels in the desert. And I know if I saw these camels in deserts every day, pretty soon I'll be out there. And I saw myself riding this camel, going up and down the sand dunes. I never even seen a camel. Don't know what they look like, except for on television.
Yeah.
But that thought, if you say that you're going to put that thought in your mind that you can win, I didn't know how it was coming out. I didn't know what it was going to do. But I just knew I wasn't going to do nothing wrong, immoral, or illegal. But I'm going to do what I feel. And everybody got a passion. Grab it. Grab that passion. You got people right now. One of the things you said, well, it'll help for him that might have slid by. Help somebody else. You're
That's
having
right.
a rough time. Go reach out to somebody else who's having a difficult time. And you'd be amazed. We dead broke some days, Willie. And we see somebody across the street, we help them. And we look at each other and we'll smile and say, don't that feel good? And the next day, the Lord will bless us some other kind of ways. Do good for others.
Yeah.
Reach out to others. I don't care how much you're hurting, pain. Baby, this will change. And believe that, Willie, the best thing that happened to me was getting a life sentence. That got me off my can, got me straightened up.
Wow.
It was no more juggy boogie.
Wow.
It was no line. Go ahead.
Yep.
Your worst thing sometimes is a blessing in disguise.
Wow. So this is an
Go ahead. Go ahead.
That's right. Well, the wing could be the best thing. Well, there's a scripture I like. It says, when you're going through the worst, in reality, you're getting in on the best.
There you go.
About your mindset.
One
more thing
about
that, helping other people. There's a study that showed that when you help others, endorphins are released into your bloodstream. And you get what we call the helper's high, that there is a direct correlation between helping people and feeling better.
Having a better mental attitude.
So you get them helpers high by helping others. And just being, and for nothing, look, I have no expectation of anything in return, but you tend to get something in return. You get a feeling.
There
better.
You go. We got a call on the line, Willie. Somebody want to ask a question? Come on, the caller.
Sure. Please.
You're on air. Question or comment, please, for Dr. Jolly.
This is Rick calling from Germany, man.
Hey, Rick, how you doing there, buddy?
I just want to say to Mr. Jolly that I'm struggling with suicide myself. But
go ahead.
In Washington.
Say that again.
Say it again, Rick.
I heard that you guys got a new hospital there in Washington, D.C.
Yes.
Yes.
It's supposed to open next month in April over in far southeast.
Well,
what's
I
your
celebrate,
question? Go.
I celebrate with all those struggling with the president, struggling with poverty, struggling with those family members who are incarcerated. I celebrate that new hospital as a way to maintain health and strength and get better to do better. I'm done, folks.
Thank you.
Well, look, but let me just say this to you, Brother Rick. Thank you for calling. I want him to listen carefully, that suicide is a permanent decision for a temporary problem. And just as people who went through the Great Depression, who did not commit suicide, lived to see a better day, I want you to say to yourself, when you have those feelings, those thoughts, let me get some help. Let me find somebody who can give me some help. Because I know it gets time to overwhelm. So what I want to encourage you to do is get some mental health, call the suicide line wherever you are in the world. I think you said you're in Germany. And there's got to be a suicide line or a line to help people and give them hope. Because when you have hope, that's what takes away the desire to end it all. It's only those who feel that they are hopeless who say, I don't see a reason for staying. But if you got some hope, again, hope for something in the future gives you power in the present.
There you go. There you go.
All right. Thank you.
Hey, Rick, give the engineer your number. I'd like to talk to you when we get off the air. Okay. Well, he's still listening. Rick, yeah. call back in, Rick, and give the engineer your number. I'd like to talk to you because we all had the thoughts of suicide at one time. I got something I'd like to share with you to see
yes.
if we can get on location with it. Don't do it. Hang in there, brother. We all have thought about suicide. Right now, the minute this guy got elected in January, I was ready to jump off the bridge, but I can't swim. So I wasn't going to go in there because I couldn't swim.
I'm glad you did not jump off the bridge. I'm glad you stayed. So we need a Roach Brown in this world. We need his presence. We need his positive attitude because people are struggling. So we want to let people know that's why we're here. And that's why I did that message of hope in the midst of setbacks. And Rick, I encourage you to go to wjspeaks.com/hope. Watch the 2-hour presentation and then sign up for wjwow.com for my daily newsletter and make sure you listen every day, Monday through Friday. I'll send you a message that will help encourage you. And then always go to YouTube. I've everywhere you look, I'm there. YouTube, Facebook, IG, TikTok, wherever you look, I'm there. And we're giving out powerful, positive messages of faith and finance and future thinking, and how to grow and go through the tough times and get on the other side. By the way, very excited, Roach, I got to share this with you. We'll come back and do a whole show on my new book, which will be coming out soon, about finances. This is my first book about growing your wealth. And the book is called Rich is Good, Wealthy is Better.
Yes.
Rich is good, wealthy is better. After 19 years of me being on Sirius XM, interviewing some of the greatest wealth creators on the planet, whether it be a David Stewart, who is the wealthiest black man in America, many people don't know about him, whether it be a Bob Johnson, Sheila Johnson, or whether it be Bill Marriott, whether it be John Maxwell, I have the best and brightest thought leaders and wealth creators, and I finally figured out what separates being rich from being wealthy, and it is profound. So we'll
take another call.
All right, take another call, please.
Come on, Mike. Our next caller. You're on air. Question or comment, please.
You're talking to me.
You're on air. You're on air.
Thank you. Thank you. What profits the man if he should gain the world and lose his soul? I think Jesus is the answer for the world today in terms of hope. And, you know, I believe that Jesus, we should honor our mother and our father by getting married before having the children, and that Jesus cursed the fig tree and he was against the resurrection of Israel. And so he is the answer for the world today. We need to pray to him and get our hope through him. Thank you.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you.
Thank you for the statement. We got
great
anybody
advice.
Else, Mike? Okay.
Great
that was
advice.
It. I'm glad we had you, Willie, because when I called, I mean, I knew you were busy and that stuff. And, folk, we got a gentleman there who is an international celebrity. He's on TV, radio, film all around the world. He motivates people just by just looking at me. Do you look at his little head? His head is shaped something like mine. You know? we got these old peanut heads.
That's right. That's right.
And
but
I
at least, Roach, you still got hair.
No, yeah, on my arms, not on my head. I go to the barbershop, I got to get my arms cut, not my head. But I just want to say, man, that your thing about a setback is a setup for a comeback. Yeah. That's all we've been dealing with is setbacks. And again, sometimes it ain't that it's a setback, it's a clearing. Open up the way for a new door to open up. We get upset or mad because what's going on now with Trump. People, it's some positive things that's going to come out of this. I don't know what or why. You got to think it. You got to believe it. You got to see it. And you got to know that it's going to get better. And believe me, it will, because you can't keep doing bad and wrong and it don't come back to hurt you too.
That's right. The laws of the universe, the karma is true. Okay, it is true. So we want to do good, and we want to be good, and want to help people, and know that it will, as you put out, so shall it come to you. Scripture is true, that as a man thinketh, so as he is, and that you are blessed and be grateful for every day, every day, every day. So I'm just honored to be able to be on with everybody, and I hope everybody will take this message and use it and take full advantage of the things that we are offering on the that I've offered to you today to help you through this tough moment, because we'll get through this. There's a song on my Win With Willie site called We'll Get Through This that I created and produced during the pandemic when we were all shut down. But we got through that, and we're going to get through this.
You know, Willie, we got guys listening to the show on death row in South Carolina, North Carolina, and in California. A couple of them we speak to on a regular basis.
Yes.
And they listen to the show, and they get medicine from these kind of shows to keep them going. These guys are waiting to be executed. And one of the guys sent us $25, Willie, and it made more tears to our eyes.
Wow.
He sent us $25 from death row. We didn't ask for the money, and the money goes straight to the station. So they said they want to make sure we keep the show on the air. So the topics that we bring and the guests that we bring reaches some of these guys who don't have no tomorrows, or so they think. You can have a tomorrow even if it's nighttime. You got to make tomorrow in your mind. I was in the crazy house for 3 years, and I thought I was gone. But a little part of my mind said,
wow,
hang in there, don't quit. And I was on Thorazine, Meloreal, had two electric shock treatments. It didn't matter. Everything he did, I always found a way to say, hold on. And believe me, but you hold on, even when your hands are handcuffed behind your back, your feet are tied, you got a blindfold over your face, and you got to hold on. And hold on with what? Use your teeth. Use your teeth to hold on. I don't care what it is. You'll find a way to make it. And folk, this is challenging times. But believe this, some winners going to come out of this. Some good is going to come out of this. It always does, man. This is not a bad situation. This is a changing situation. We're going from one season to another season.
Willie, and I would like to say, every week, my sister Ayo is always saying, Martin, you're always asking people, what can we do? What can we do? Okay, we know we got to call, we got to write, we got to march, we got to protest, we got to get involved with whatever your talent is. And I'm going to ask you that same question. Everything you've given us today is great information. And just how do we just make it work, make it happen, put it into action?
Okay, so great question, because words are wonderful, but actions are divine.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Words are wonderful, but actions are divine. So you have to make up your mind, I'm going to do something today. Every day, make a commitment to do at least one thing every day toward your goals, toward your dreams, toward what you're working on. Every day, one thing. Now, if you can do more than one, that's fantastic. But you must do at least one thing every day. Not let one day go by. without you doing something toward your goals. Because words are wonderful. They're wonderful, but actions are divine. So set some goals. If you need help setting your goals, we got a goal setting class right there at winwithwilly.com that will take you step by step on how to set and hit great goals. And then go and make your goals into realities and manifest the greatness that's within you. Because there's greatness. If you were born because God ordained it. And so you are not just a chance or happenstance. God ordained that you would be on this earth realm. Now, he also wants you to do something. You know, Dr. Howard Thurman said a great piece. He said, imagine a man on his deathbed. And at that day, he's about to die. And all of these ghoulish, hideous-looking figures come out and say, we are the dreams that God gave you to bring to life. But you did not act on us. And now we must die with you. No, don't die with your dreams inside of you. Don't take your dreams to the grave. No, I want you to make up your mind. These dreams are going to not die when I die. They are going to come to life.
There you go.
Make them come to life. Amen.
Okay, we got two more callers. Come on, first caller, you're on the air. Question or comment for Dr. Jolly. You're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, this is Henry Manning. Henry Manning. I used to be in Mother's Band and Show, and I did some recording in Willie's studio. And Willie and Jolly.
I know Henry Manning very well. Very well.
What's your question, Henry?
I just want to say hello. Great memories. Mother's
Man,
Band
and you remember my brother Noble, and you remember Betty Green with Mother's Band. So good to hear your voice, Henry. Good to hear your voice, brother.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in, Henry. Our next caller, please. Next caller. Question or comment?
Yes, good morning. Good morning.
Hello.
I heard the gentleman mention that there have been ambulances pulling up at government buildings and reports of suicide. I have a dear friend who works for Homeland Security. I've been very concerned about her mental health. I was wondering, where did the gentleman get that information about the suicide?
I got it from a government official. I got that from a government official who told me that and said that people were just struggling at their office. They'd never seen anything like it. And so that's why I wanted to put it out into the marketplace that we've got it. That's what prompted me to do this event that I did online that is now free and available to anybody so that you can share it. Please, if you would, ma'am, take this, write it down, wjspeaks.com/hope, H-O-P-E. Give it to your friend and say, you got to listen to this. You got to watch this. Just do that. It'll give them some hope so they won't have to be in a position where they will have a mental health situation that can become a crisis. WJSpeaks.com/hope.
You know,
thank
you. We're getting close to the ending of the show, Will. Can you give our guests a couple of pointers on how to get the best from yourself? What do you do to get in touch with you to bring the best out of you?
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, your input determines your output. Ouch.
That's heavy. Yeah.
Wow.
Your input. Now, if you're reading negative stuff, you're listening to negative stuff, that's what's going to come out of you. You squeeze an orange, what's going to come out of it? Orange juice. If you squeeze a grape, what's going to come out of it? Grape juice. Same as if you squeeze a negative person, what's going to come out of it? All they put into them. That is why I encourage people every day to read something positive first thing in the morning. Listen to my 1-minute messages. I give free Monday through Friday. All you got to do is sign up for them at wjwow.com. Make sure you get positive in you every single morning. Listen to positive music. Listen to Roach, Brown, and Martino on the days they're on. Make a commitment to fill yourself up with the pure, the powerful, and the positive. It will have a great impact. Number two is make a commitment every day to get up and do something, some sort of physical activity, because, again, endorphins are released into your body. Mm-hmm. We'll take a walk, walking up and down the steps a couple of times. Get some exercise or some activity to release those endorphins. They are there. They're waiting to be released, but they're only released by physical activity. So every day I get up, let me tell you my routine. Every day I wake up, I open my eyes. The moment I open my eyes, I audibly say, thank you, Lord. I say it out of my mouth. Thank you, Lord. I get another day. I roll out of bed, go to the bathroom, come back, have time for prayer. I then will read or listen to something positive on my way to do some sort of physical activity. I'll go to the gym if I'm in town. When I'm traveling, I might walk up and down the hallway in the hotel just to get my body moving and get those endorphins released. And then I make a point every day to read scripture. I do something positive in me every day. I read an Old Testament chapter, a New Testament chapter, a proverb, and a psalm every day, every day, every day. And I do that every day. And that's my routine. And that what keeps me going. And I pray and thank God for life. And if you have an attitude of gratitude, oh my God, you have an attitude of gratitude, everything changes.
Thank you. We're about out of time.
Thank y'all. I got to run. I know y'all are about out of time. Let me give one more time before I jump off.
Yes.
Let me say, is D sitting there with you? We want to say hello to D. Where are you at, D?
Say hello to D.
Hi,
D.
Hello, D.
Love you guys.
Love you. And we got to get together for another dinner.
Yes.
All right. So let me give all of the great program. Y'all are
okay.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Let me give everybody the things I've given them today. Number one, wjspeaks.com/hope. That's number one. Number two, winwithwilly.com. Winwithwilly.com. Number three, wjwow.com to sign up for my daily messages. And then number four, listen to my XM show, Saturdays, 4 o'clock, channel 141, and it re-airs Tuesdays and Thursdays at 6 o'clock, channel 141. And last but not least, listen every week to Roach Brown on Crossroads. It'll change your life.
And thanks a lot, Willie. We appreciate you indeed. And
I love you guys.
And Merry Christmas, D. We love y'all. Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
There you go. You've been listening to Dr. Willie Jolly, world-renowned global motivational speaker. He's in the Hall of Fame of speaking. And Willie's gave us some choice jewels this morning.
Yes.
So follow what he said, people, because I know it's rough, but rough times don't last long.
That's right.
So it's up to us to make this a beating. And we brought somebody to you who can give you some medicine, some ammunition, some food to deal with the starvation we're in the process of going through. Thank you, Willie, Dr. Willie Jolly, and D. Thanks to my beautiful wife, Mertine, and to Mike Nasella, our engineer, and of course to Rick, who calls every week from Germany. Thank you, brother. We appreciate you. You've been listening to Crossroads. We'll see you next Tuesday at the world famous Ben's Chili Bowl. Thank you.
What it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, oh, oh. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land.
How to get WPFW swag in your life? Items that say, I support jazz and justice without saying a word. We've got you covered. Details and browsing at WPFWFM.org. Again, that's WPFWFM.org.
Diversity Fund is a grassroots grant source for change makers of color in the nation's capital. We fund social justice work by and for DC people of the global majority. The deadline for submissions is Friday, March 21st. Details and application information are available at www.diversityfund.org. You can send questions to info@diversityfund.org. Upcoming info session dates and recordings are accessible online at www.diversityfund.org. The phone number for further information is 202-743-0130. That's 202-743-0130.
Award-winning former police officer and criminal justice adjunct Professor Garland Nixon hosts News Views Fridays at 6 p.m. Tune in to hear a refreshing angle on today's state of affairs and other issues other media intentionally overlook. Find the episodes on iTunes Podcast and Google Play Music. Only on your station for Jazz and Justice, 89.3 FM, Washington.
African filmmaking from all corners of the continent and across the diaspora is featured at the 21st New African Film Festival, presented by AFI and Africa World Now Project at AFI Silver Theater and Culture Center in downtown Silver Spring from March 14 to the 27th. The festival features 29 films from 19 countries, discussions with filmmakers, and more. The 2025 New African Film Festival features the diversity of new filmmaking from Africa. Tickets and full schedule at afi.com/silver. That's afi.com/silver or at 301-495-6700. That's 301-495-6700. WPFW, building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
Do you love captivating stories about our planet and the people who protect it? The DC Environmental Film Festival returns to theaters throughout the metro area March 20th through the 29th. This year's lineup boasts over 50 programs featuring films from all over the world about issues from environmental justice to wildlife conservation and our oceans. Details at dceff.org. That's dceff.org.
Jazz lovers, the 15th annual Washington Women in Jazz Festival is back with a weekend of performances, workshops, and jam sessions at the Penn Arts Mansion in Washington, D.C. on March 29th and 30th. From interactive workshops to concerts and late-night jams, there's something for everyone. Details at WashingtonWomenInJazz.com. WPFW, building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
Greetings. WPFW is pleased to announce the relaunch of our major donor program, now known as the Jazz and Justice Circle. If you gave $1,000 last year or so far this year, you are automatically enrolled in this cherished group of listener members, and we thank you. Benefits of your membership are at WPFWFM.org under the Support Us tab at the top of the homepage is the Jazz and Justice Circle. Interested in joining this select group? Please consider a donation of $1,000 or more online at WPFWFM.org. Your donation helps WPFW build a better world, one broadcast at a time.
Hey, this is Alvin Nedab, your host of Music Memories, and my co-host,
Deborah Nedab.
And guess what, Deborah?
What?